I was very honored recently to be interviewed by Caroline Sutherland, who is an internationally recognized medical intuitive, as well as being a Hay House author and a fabulous inspirational speaker, and who also turns out to be a big fan of Lessons from the Source. Our discussion covered a lot of ground, and we'll be posting 6 different segments from that conversation here online. In this first one, we talk about how the lessons in the book got here and what my role in that was.
My guest today is a fabulous author that I met on Twitter, that wonderful Twitter, Jack Armstrong, who's written a book, Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. Jack, welcome to the program.
Thanks. I'm delighted to be here.
You bet. All right. Well, you've had quite a background before you got into this writing, and you say that you describe your life as a wonderful adventure, which I would totally agree with. And what I find interesting is that our paths are very similar. You were raised in a traditional Protestant denomination and been exploring spirituality in your own way and developing your own sort of beliefs as you progressed. And these marvelous written communications that you have received and how you've put all that together in this book that I really appreciate called Lessons from the Source. So, Jack, now how did you, you started many years ago with this, and how did this process of inspired writing first come to you?
You know, I can't remember a specific time or place. I was living in Southern California at that time, and I, every now and then, would go to a place called the Lake Shrine, which the Self-Realization Fellowship has in Los Angeles. And I would just sit there and meditate and think. And one time I took a yellow pad with me or a notebook and all of a sudden just felt like I needed to start writing some things. I have fortunately dated most of the writings that have happened. And the earliest date I have is December of 1978.
No kidding.
And it was like taking dictation from thoughts. And it just started coming, and I allowed it, but I kept thinking, what's going on here, and am I making this up, and so on and so forth. And it was very sporadic, and it still is today. The writings that are in this book were written during the last 3 months of 1995. And that was the only time before or after that I wrote consistently every day for an extended period of time. And there are times when I'm not allowing it to come and nothing. And I'm actually in a period like that at the moment. It's very infrequent. But when it happens, it is dramatic.
Mm-hmm. And pretty stunning. Mm-hmm.
I need to kind of take my conscious mind and set it aside. And just get out of the way and allow, and I can't pass judgment on what these thoughts are. And sometimes, often, the first couple sentences will be in my mind before I even sit down.
Yeah.
And sometimes they seem bizarre, and I'll think, yeah, what, I'm just making this up. But if I allow myself to go with it, some amazing things come out.
Yeah.
And I love words, and I love language. And I love writing, and I love verbal communication. And when I am writing my own material, I will strive for perfection, and that usually means draft after draft after draft until I'm comfortable that I've come as close to perfection as I can. With this stuff, it comes very rapidly, and sometimes I can't even really keep up. I'm writing so fast that I don't even remember what I've already written.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's done... And it's clear when it's done, it just sort of stops. I'll look back and say, wow, look at that. And it's basically in final form. And it conveys truth in ways that I know my conscious mind would never be able to come up with.
Absolutely. I find it incredible how this happens because it's very similar for me.